B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
What's up, Jeremy?
Man, all right. I was hoping you could sort something out for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I met this girl, and it was actually, I mean, it wasn't something corny. It wasn't like I met her online or something. I see this girl every day. I get coffee every single morning at Dunkin' Donuts because I need coffee, and she is there every single day.
Is she the one serving you the coffee, or is she just like another customer?
No, I like run into her, and she's a customer there.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah. So it's like, I'm not that forward of a dude, but I was just like, there's something in the air, so I just got to have the balls to ask her out. So I did.
Yeah.
And she said yes. And so I actually started dating her a little bit. And the last time I saw her, I basically spent the entire day doing shit for her. You know, like, I got her car from the mechanic, for example. I went and I got her some groceries.
You were, like, running her errands?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so she's a nursing student.
Mm-hmm.
She's studying to be a nurse, so she's taking these tests, and she is stressed out because she's getting close, and it's not the easiest program in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought that I wanted to be a nice guy, but I also thought that I was scoring some serious brownie points. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was like, I got the day off. I'm just going to do it.
That's so nice. Hey, listen, if it doesn't work out with this girl before you even finish your story, Melissa would love to date you. and if that doesn't work out, I have a couple of things that I would love for you to do for
me. Right. Yeah. You can date Ramiro, too.
Yeah.
I didn't mind doing it, but I'm also not like a sucker. I'm not just like, you know, I'm doing this very specifically because I know that she's stressed out over school.
Yeah.
And so okay. You know, it took me an entire day, and I have not heard word one from her since that day.
Since the day that you were the nicest that a human being could be to another human being, that's the day that, wow.
Correct.
I don't even know what to ask you. I mean, I don't think you did anything wrong unless for some reason she enjoys having more on her plate, but we'll call her for you next, all right, my friend?
All right, thank you.
All right, hang on. Second date update on the 10th.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, ladies, you're going to love this man. His name is Jeremy.
Mm-hmm.
And if...
Yeah, our inbox is going to get flooded, by the way, with people asking for his number. I just know it.
Yeah, if what he's saying is true, he sounds like an amazing man. I don't know what he looks like. He might look like a troll, but he sounds like a really, really nice guy. Well, so he met this girl. Her name is Cindy. They met at a Dunkin' Donuts. But let me just fast forward to Cindy being a nursing student, very stressed out, has a lot of stuff going on right now. And Jeremy saying literally on the last day he saw her, before she stopped, like, reaching out to him or responding or anything, He's like, all I did all day was basically run errands for her. He did her grocery shopping. He took her car to the mechanic. And after doing all those nice things is when she stopped basically reaching out to you.
That's right.
You would think that it'd be the opposite. You'd think after that she'd be like, oh, man, I'm having a terrible Tuesday. Can you come and cut my grass? All right, so listen, we're going to try and call her right now. Stay quiet, okay?
Hello?
Hi, is this Cindy?
Yeah.
Cindy, sorry to bother you. This is going to sound weird, but don't be scared. It's the Get Up Crew calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station.
Oh. Okay. Hi.
Hi. So we got a phone call from a guy who would love to take you out on a date, but he knows you're very busy. So here's the deal. We'll pay for whatever date you would like to do whenever you want to do it. You tell us the place, you tell us the time, all that stuff. We'll pay for it. And this gentleman would love to just give you a nice relaxing date out so you can stop thinking about all your nursing exams and whatnot.
Okay. How did you know that I'm a nursing student?
Well, because the guy knows you and he called us and told us about it.
Oh.
And I can tell you his name.
Is this second date update?
It is the second date update.
Busted.
Okay. So, man. So, okay. Who called?
Jeremy.
Is he on hold right now? Do you have him on the phone?
Wait, yeah, okay, yes. Jeremy, shut up. Stay quiet.
Yeah, try to pretend like he's not, though.
Yeah. He's not listening to anything that you're going to say right now that I'm sure is going to insult him. No, listen, so here's the deal. He told us that last time you guys hung out that he was helping you out, like, you know, doing your grocery shopping and all that stuff. So it's a little weird that after that, you're not, you know, reaching out to the dude.
Look, yeah, I mean, he tried to help me out with a bunch of things, but seriously, he caused me a lot more stress. Look, I asked him to pick up my mom's car and drop it at her house because I was studying, and he did. But then my mom calls me the next day, and she tells me she found a bag of white powder in the driver's seat, okay? So now she thinks I'm doing cocaine.
What?
So forget it. I mean, I'm not dating a drug addict. Are you kidding me?
Hey, drug addict. You hear that?
What? Yeah, I heard it.
Dude, that was unacceptable. Like, that's the kind of stuff you tell somebody right away. That's not cool at all. Like, I'm a nursing student. I could get in some serious trouble.
Wait, Jeremy, hold on. You gotta confirm with us or deny. Was this yours, and is it what we all think it is?
Dude, what?
Okay, then. That answers the question.
Yeah, no kidding.
Why were you doing cocaine in her mom's car? Like, seriously? If you want to dabble every now and then socially, but you're freaking blowing coke in your girlfriend's mother's car.
Wow.
What was I supposed to do, man? You're running around all day. I'm not a superhero. I was f***ing exhausted. All I did was errands for you all f***ing day. I was exhausted. What do you think I am? I'm not a f***ing robot.
Jeremy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of 5-hour energy there, Jeremy?
Yeah, 5-hour Red Bull.
The rest of us drink coffee, you know?
Coffee, yeah. Starbucks got that nitro cold brew, which got a ton of caffeine in it. This dude's blowing coke in her mom's car.
Dude, I got every last errand done, didn't I?
Are you listening to me? Like, my mom found cocaine in her car. That is not cool. I don't even know if I convinced her that that was not mine. Sound like a teenager, like, trying to cover my tracks. Like, I hope she believes me now, but are you even listening to yourself?
All right. Okay, so maybe if you guys go out again, you can get an apology. No? Is that a no?
Yeah, no.
Well, then give me my coke back.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
Here's the deal, ladies. If you just had children, postpone dating. Otherwise, you're gonna be like the girl on the second date update on the 10th tomorrow. And spoiler alert,
is this thing on?
Didn't go well.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.